everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And we continue with the second podcast in this series with Dr. Dwight Damon, president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, major proponent, the person who's really the driving force for making hypnotism a separate and distinct profession, the mastermind behind the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism, the mastermind behind the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, the biggest, largest, friendliest, most diverse hypnosis convention in the world. Good to have you back, Dr. Damon. How you doing?
Terrific, and I'll try not to monopolize the conversation this time. You see, that's the trouble. If you ask me something about hypnotism, I love talking about it, and you just can't shut me up. And I wish we could get everybody to be that way, because it is so interesting to us. It should be interesting to us, and interesting to other people as well.
Hey, let me ask you something. So, one of the things now, as this is being recorded, and it will be published after the Solid Gold Weekend, so now what's on my mind is the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. Can you tell everybody a little bit about, from a historical point of view, how it got started, what the mission of the convention is, and why they should go this year?
Well, it has become the world's largest and friendliest hypnosis convention, and this will be our 26th year, over a quarter of a century. And so 26 years ago, we said, well, maybe we should have a convention. And we were just revitalizing the guild. And so we did. And we had a convention. And 250 people, as I remember, showed up. And we had fewer presenters. Elsom Eldridge, Jr., and myself each did three or four workshops. And we had a lot of the old-timers that were still alive then, and who spoke, and Jerry Valley showed up, and so we had a good program, and we said, well, that was pretty successful, so we'll try again.
Where was that held, Dr. Damon?
I'm sorry, that was held in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And so for the first try, we figured that not bad at all. And then, much against my better judgment, we went to New York City, and figured we have a lot of members in New York City. And we do have a lot of members in New York City, but I didn't see any really big increase, a little bit in the attendance. So I think if you live in New York City, you're sort of blasé because you have everything there. You know, everything is there, all the lights and the shows and the, you know, so it's a little hypnosis convention is not perhaps that interesting. Then I made the announcement, the bombshell, as I was told, that I laid on them. And I said, well, from now on, we're going to hold a convention in August, and it will be held in Nashua, New Hampshire, and will always be in the same location. And so I gave the details of the date and so forth. And as I remember, I think it was Tony DeMarco. So I want the first registration, and I said, that's fine. And John Gatto said, I want the second, and that was fine. And we found out that people did come to New Hampshire. And it grew and it grew and grew, sometimes as many as 1,700 people attending. In fact, we outgrew the hotel. We outgrew their ballroom. We had to hold the banquet under a tent outside. We had a nice tent with the, you know, everything there, but it wasn't really the best of conditions. Dining outside in the drive-in parking lot was sort of slanted, and you had to keep your balance in the chair while you're having the banquet. But it has grown and grown and grown. So finally we grew out of that hotel. And there was nothing else larger in the state of New Hampshire. So we looked into Boston, because after all, Boston, a metropolitan city, and they have big, big hotels. And we found out they have big, big hotels, and they also charge big, big rates for sleeping rooms and big, big rates to hold your convention there. And we said, well, that will never do, because if a person's coming to our convention, they don't want to pay $200 or $300 a night for a sleeping room. And so we looked around, we found the largest facility outside of Boston, which is the Royal Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And it's a Best Western, but it's a nice Best Western, and Best Western has been very good to us. and they keep renovating and upgrading and doing things to make it nicer for our attendees. And so now we've been there, I think, about 5 or 6 years, I'm not sure. And they've grown used to us. That's the main thing. When you get a hotel that is used to having you there, looks forward to having you there, and the employees all like our people, it makes it a really nice convention site. And that's what has happened in Marlborough, Massachusetts, at the Royal Plaza Hotel. They look forward to seeing our people, and everybody has a good time. And we have a separate facility right next door where we hold the banquet, and that way we have plenty of room for expansion, and we've expanded and expanded. And it's just a wonderful convention. We have so many, I think we have 200 faculty members, adjunct faculty presenters, and 200 people presenting different workshops and seminars. There's 14 events going on, 14 classes going on at the same time every hour for the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so you can pick and choose, you can go to whatever you want, and we always caution people, don't try to do too much if you're a first timer. And friendliness. The late Ormond McGill, who was the Dean of American Hypnotists, was always there talking with people, and Jerry Valley talking with people, and Cal Banyan. And you can approach anybody, and these are the stars of our profession. And you can approach them, Don Martin, and just say, hey, I'd like to meet you, and I'm so-and-so. And they'll stop and talk with you. Nobody is too high hat to speak to somebody else. So you form some wonderful friendships. It's great for networking and for making professional friends around the world. And we do have people come from all over the world to attend our convention. So it's something that we look forward to, and I think most of our members look forward to, because it's a time to come and recharge your batteries. You know, you've gotten through the winter and so forth. Some people have come to the solid gold, but then they come to the convention in August, and they get just all worked up and ready to go back to the office and resume their practice. And they learn so many things, and it's just inspiring. I love it. It was nicer when we had it in New Hampshire, because we were 12 minutes from the office, and you know, if I forgot something at the office, I could just drive back. Now it's, well, for me, it's 45 minutes from the office now. I guess for the average person, it's probably like 60 minutes. I do have a little lead foot sometimes, but it's a wonderful location. So we hope that we'll have a lot of people there.
Yeah, let me say something. I went full-time in this profession in 1996, and I went to the convention. I certified in March, opened our doors, our center, like July, and then I was at the convention in August, and I have not missed a single convention. And the people will say, Cal, how did you go full-time, or how did you become so well-known in the profession? And I forget, there's some comedian that says, you know, like half or 80% of success is just showing up. When you go to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, you get to soak up that energy of all these other people. Some of it is their experience. Some people, it's their enthusiasm. And you're going to build relationships, professional relationships, that will last a lifetime. Because it's not only everything under the sun with regard to hypnosis. There's lots and lots of clinical type stuff there. And, you know, like, you know, changing behaviors and changing, you know, overcoming fears and phobias and stuff like that. But then there's also a spattering of, you know, the more spooky stuff, like Edith Fiore, who's been there in the past, who did the book The Unquiet Dead, and she was just at the Solid Gold Weekend. You'll have an expert there on alien abduction. And so, I mean, it's so you can do all that stuff that, you know, is very serious clinical kind of stuff, and then you can go take one of those other workshops. It's, you know, a little bit off the norm, and that's fun. Learn about it. Everything is being covered. It's the event of the year, and most important of all, I want to see you, because I want you to come up and say, I watch your videos. I watch CalBanyan.com, Hypnosis, etc. And every year we try to get Meredith there, and L. Ron there, and Celeste Hackett there, and it's just fun. For the Five Pathers, we have a dinner every time on one of the nights, usually like a Thursday night, and we just take over the restaurant. All the Five Pathers get in there, and the NGH has been very accommodating for the Five Pathers. They've even allowed us to become a special interest group for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And so, you know what? If you're going to be associated with an organization, be associated with the best. And I want to speak from knowing Dr. Dwight Damon for all these years that what you see is what you get. Just a good, honest people, his family, the staff. I'm very proud to be associated with them in this professional way. Good. What else do you want to talk about there, Doc?
Well, thank you. You know, one thing that we really didn't touch on was the banquet on Saturday night. And I really get a thrill out of that because everybody dresses up. They look so professional. And that's, I've had comments by hotel people who comment on the fact that our group is such a professional-looking group. And that makes me very proud. You know, it's not like, oh, they're a bunch of hypnotists or hippies or something. They look at us as a serious profession. And that really is an accomplishment because they tell other people, and other people tell other people. And so, and then, as I say, we have our big banquet on, and our award ceremony on Saturday, and dancing and so forth and so on, and music and fun. So it's not all work. There's a lot of fun involved, too. On Friday night, we have shows and so forth. But it just makes it a really great, great weekend. And we have pre and post workshops as well. The catalog will be, that's in preparation now. The initial list will be in the journal, which is in the mail right now. And then we'll have the catalog mailing soon, and that will give more detailed information about the different workshops and the different presenters. So everybody gets, it's like waiting for the big, you know, the Christmas catalog, and they say, well, I think I want to see this person. I want to go to that workshop or that seminar. And well, your registration covers so many of the workshops and seminars. They're included in your registration. There are special ones that are longer, 2 and 3 hour, that you can purchase a ticket for, I think it's $20 or something like that, in that range. But they're specialized workshops. But a person can go, pay the fee, they get everything from 200 presenters that they can attend, 14 things, 14 events going every hour or right across the board for 3 days, plus the banquet. And in my editorial in the journal, I do tell people that they can speak to all the stars, they can speak to the people whose books they've read, whose DVDs they've watched, CDs they've listened to. And if they can't find somebody to speak to, my usual, when I'm rushing down the hallway, I'm not available to talk to people because usually there's a problem or something that has to be taken care of and they need me in the office. And so that's when you see me steaming down at full speed ahead, that's not a time to grab me to talk. But when I'm in the lobby in our museum and historical exhibit area, and we have a wonderful historical and museum area. And I'm usually there. I have a chair. The hotel took the chair away last year because they wanted to make more room. And right away, people said, well, where's your chair? They consider that to be my office away from the office. And so they had to put the chair back. So I'm there right by the elevators. And if you can't find somebody, if you're new and you come and you can't find somebody to make friends with and speak to, you can catch me there, and I'll introduce you to the people. And make sure that you make friends and you network. So it's a friendly thing. We have a good time. A good time.
Well, I really appreciate taking the time to explain that. And one thing I also want to get in, we've only got about like 5 minutes left, is last time you were on, you talked about the new book was going to come out, and now it has come out. Would you mind talking a little bit about?
I thought you would never add.
Oh, well, I've saved the best for last.
Hypnotic Recollections. And Hypnotic Recollections is a history of the development of hypnotism as a separate and distinct profession in the 20th century. Now, I know you folks watching this podcast say, well, he's just a young man. He probably just started out. I've been around a long, long time. And I started in this field working at the Hypnotism Center in Boston, Massachusetts, when I was 17 years old and going to college in Boston. And I was a hypnotist before that time. And so I have put together all of the information, all of the history of how we developed and how the profession grew. And luckily I have a good memory and a good recollection of all these events. We have pictures in there. We have the old posters, the old ads, the old courses. And it's important to know about Mesmer and Liebold and the sleep temples and so forth. But I really think it's more important for us in this day and age to know about the contemporary history of how we've become a profession. And even how the one psychological group had a master plan to put us out of business. And all of these things are in there. And the stars and the little foibles that people have gone through. And there's a little gossipy type things in there as well. It's just, I had fun writing it. It took 2 years to complete. And our first press run was 2,000 copies, and I think we're down to around 400 copies left, and we're not even on Amazon.com yet, and it's been about a year. So we are going to go to the next edition. We'll reprint, and there are three tiny typos, and so that gives us a chance to correct the tiny typos, which naturally people found and pointed out to me, but they're tiny typos. They're don't change the context that much. And so we'll correct those three. It's just page numbers. And then also we will be adding to the story about Dr. George Kenney, the high school principal in Florida who had a problem recently and went, was charged with practicing hypnosis, therapeutic hypnosis without a license. And, you know, it's a very strange law down in Florida, so you do have to be careful. And we did have something about that in the book, but I found a reporter down there who was very close to the case, who has written a wrap-up of it, and is nice enough to let us have that to add to the book. So we'll be coming out with the second edition by convention time. The second edition should be out maybe even before, the way they're going. And I guess we're going to put them up. We'll put it up on Amazon.com. I guess there's people that are not hypnotists who would be interested in reading about it. So, and we mentioned you in there, Cal, of course. And did you enjoy the book?
I did. I read it when it was still, the ink was still drying as soon as I got it into my hands. And, you know, one of the things that is important about this book, and well, I was such a promoter of it even before the project was started, is exactly what you said, Dr. Damon, is the stuff that's happened really like since World War II, this more recent history, has more effect on us today than you know, what the academians and the colleges look at, you know, the Mesmer and all this the different scholastic academic type things. The things that have happened in the last 60 years have really has really formed our profession, performed the expectation in the normal American psyche about what hypnotists are about and able to do. So I just really, and you are the best person ever to write this, because you've been right at the center of the storm for you know, the latter half of that 60 years, and just really, you know, the truth about who's been coming and going, and no better person to write this historic.
It is, and it is a true story. I have not favored anybody, and I've told a few stories about people that, you know, we can't, there are a few things we can't be proud of, you know, that people went afoul of the law, but that's human nature. And but that's part of our history, and a minor part, but it's a part of the history. And so all our new graduates, all our new students in the certification courses given by the National Guild of Hypnotists do receive this as one of the textbooks that they get with all of their materials as well. So, and the response has been great. I mean, it really has, people, you know, I get the type of response from professional hypnotists who say, wow, I couldn't put it down, or I had to read the whole thing, and that makes me very happy to know that I've been able to tell the story. And that's what we have to do to the public, too. We have to tell our story. And so this is telling our story to our professionals. And it's something, again, that every hypnotist would be interested in. It's not a favoring the National Guild or anything else. We mention all organizations. And I did a great deal of research to make sure I hadn't missed any other organizations and their history as well. So, and various characters and various, it's a fun book, and it's a book that I feel that the average professional hypnotist will want to have in their library.
Thank you very much. You know, and that's why we offer it to our students. We encourage them to get it. We also have it on our website. I'll put a link right below here so that you can get your copy. And also, before we wrap this up, Doc, I just want to say thank you for the latest honor and of being named diplomate for the National Guild of Hypnotists. I just really appreciate receiving that honor and award.
Well, you know, people come and take the board cert exams, board certification, and work their way up and become a fellow and diplomate and so forth. And a diplomate is really an honorary position, and it's not given out frivolously. It is given out with great thought about does a person deserve that nomenclature, and we believe that you do, of course. So, again, it's always a pleasure to come out here. Too bad we don't live closer together, right?
Oh, that would be great.
But it's a long trip.
Yeah, but this way, between the two of us, we've got the country surrounded.
We certainly do.
That's right.
We've got them all in between us. And we appreciate everything you do, and I can't tell people any more highly the recommend what you have established here. It's amazing. And we saw you set up your offices the first time last year, and I was anxious to come back and see it again. And again, every time we come back, there's more surprises. You've added something on, and the classroom is getting more. I mean, it's an amazing classroom, and your electronic ability here. You have the great staff and really great people, young people, and that's what we need. Not that you're old, Cal, but we need to get the younger people coming up in the profession, and you're helping a lot of people, and I'm so glad that we're able to work together in that same venture of bringing younger people up and promoting them, getting them to speak and to write and to be active.
Well, you know, thank you very much. And that's one thing that's nice about this medium of podcasting and the internet is that it reaches across national boundaries. It reaches across generation, and particularly you know, those in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are particularly internet savvy. So through videos like this, we're able to reach out across the generation gaps, and also, you know, black, white, yellow, brown, you know, every ethnic group, and I know the NGH wants to do that, and I'm glad to be a small cog in that machine.
I'd like to mention one other thing. You did sort of infer the other night when we were having dinner that although I'm an icon, people don't know me, and so I'm so glad to be on your podcast, because I know that it reaches so many people, and now they'll know me.
You know, this is what we were talking about. Many of the hypnosis organizations have been what I call cult of personalities. It's so-and-so's organization and so-and-so organization, and it carries so much of the personality of somebody. And if they pass on or they go on to doing other things, then the organization falls. And really the genius of the National Guild of Hypnotists is the way you've put together your advisory board and other leaders that all have the common interest. And so I would venture to guess that at least half of the people who are you know, good, solid members of the National Guild, if I went up to them and say, who's the president, probably half of them wouldn't know. And I think that's something that is admirable in the way you've set this up.
Well, Cal, I've always been a multitasker before they invented the word. And I was on television for many years as a children's entertainer. And I, you know, had my glory, and I don't need to be to have everybody know who I am. And I'm very proud of our staff. I'm very proud of the people, such as yourself, who work with us in an advisory board and help us because we are determined that the National Guild of Hypnotists will always continue on and grow. And that has been my one ambition and aim in life, is to have that. So, and I feel that that will happen, and I'm glad that you concur with me.
Well, thank you very much. I think that's going to serve as an excellent wrap-up to this podcast. And I'm so happy to have had Dr. Damon. Hopefully he'll be back again next year, or even sometimes sneak him in between times. Maybe we can send a camera over there to New Hampshire and do like we used to do with Celeste. Anyway, this is Cal Banyu with another Hypnosis Etc. podcast. I think I'm working on it in the background to have another special guest coming up. I won't say who it is yet, because it's not totally nailed down. But I think I'm going to have someone brand new to the show come on to the next podcast, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So, in the meantime, remember, Hypnosis Etc., all my training schedule is on there, and we always give early registration discounts. So you want to register early for our NJH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course and our Week of Power, all there for you. Remember to go to hypnosis.org. Tons of hypnosis information there for you, including a free How to Hypnotize video that you can get right now. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.